deeper now. If we relieve the expectations of others, what would that mean for ourselves? How would this take place in our lives, and how would we make decisions? Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of Seeking Stillness with myself, Ethan Thomas. I absolutely love recording these, and I always have such a great time doing it. Now, some general housekeeping before we get into this episode. If you didn't know, I also make YouTube videos. So if you are interested in looking at beyond my audio format, I highly encourage you to go and look me up. It is Ethan Thomas with two N's in Ethan. And that's also my Instagram handle and other socials as well. So if you like more of the video format, I strongly encourage you all to go and watch. I post some shorts on my Instagram that I think are super cool, and I also do some fun outdoor hiking and all the different things in my life I share. So if you are curious and want to follow along with that, highly encourage it. And my YouTube, I have a lot of plans with that as well too. I release content outside of just the podcast. So if any of this sounds interesting to you, I highly encourage you to check it out. I really look to expand this project because there's a deep fundamental belief that the work that I'm doing here can make the world a better place. I am rooted in service, and I absolutely love giving and being of service to you. So yeah, check it out. Life has been really hitting lately, and I mean that in a good way. It is such a blessing to be in this season of life. It's summertime, it's warm. I feel like there's a lot of momentum that comes from this season. And it's such a beautiful time. I can't help but reflect on what all of this is for, hence the title of this episode. All around me, the nature is flourishing. There is life in every corner. One of my favorite things is driving on the highway and seeing all of the trees so vibrant and green. That is one of my favorite things about living in Tennessee, is there is so much beautiful greenery everywhere. And all of this life around me is inspiring. A quote I would love to share with you all. Motivation comes from the mind, but inspiration comes from the heart. It is something that you feel. And man, when I heard that, it just clicked. With all of this inspiration, I feel like I've been getting these downloads. And I want to define downloads real quick. I think it's a source of inspiration. It's that voice that reaches out to you and almost that calling that you feel within. When I feel this voice, I can't help but take a moment and to write it down. I have a practice of just writing simple notes within my phone, and it's just so great to look back and reflect on. And a few days ago, I wrote about what all of this is for. And the next thing that I wrote was life. Life, Ethan, this is what it is all for. What does that mean, life? For me, it's about the love that I have in my life. It's about the people that I have. It's about the opportunity to connect, build community, and to create a life that is filled with all of the abundance that is available to us. We simply have to cultivate it and make it a practice to bring that out and have that present within our lives. The beautiful thing about this is that we all have our own answer to this question. Now, first, let's unpackage the question itself. What is even being referred to when this question is posed? For myself, it's a matter of, why do I wake up in the morning? Why do I work so hard? Why do I even choose to get out of bed? And now that I'm getting a little bit clear on the question, I can start to ask myself, what are my priorities? And for me, it's been really helpful to bucket my life into three main categories: my health, and then the health of my relationships, my professional career, and then my creative career as well. All of that is what's most important to me. And if I funnel my effort and energy into all of those, I consider myself a happy individual. Now let's take a moment. Ask yourself, what are your priorities? Write them down. Become clear on them. And once you see what they are, it will help you understand why you do all of this. What is that intrinsic motivation, and how can you funnel your energy and effort to feed that more and more? Let's go a layer deeper now. How much of that list is truly your own or is influenced by external forces? One reason why I asked this question is because I saw a video yesterday. It's this gentleman online named Gramps Takes, and I would love to share his message. Imagine waking up one day when you're 80 and realizing that you never went swimming with your friends on warm summer nights because your thighs jiggled, or you didn't write the book because you were strung up on perfectionism, or you were busy chasing other people's dreams over yours, or you missed your child's game because you had to work. Imagine waking up one day and realizing you forgot to live a life of silliness and passion and adventure because you're doing the things you thought you needed to do and not the things you wanted to do. Imagine waking up one day and realizing that you never truly lived. Please don't let this happen. You'll break your own heart like I have. Wow. That one really put things into perspective. Honestly, it made me emotional thinking about who I would be at 80 and looking back upon my life. One thing that really stood out to me is the differentiation between doing the things that you think that you should be doing and living a life that you want to. Now, I am incredibly guilty of doing the former instead of the latter, and it is an active practice to work towards living a life that is full of joy and truly in alignment with who I am. We love our moments of reflections here at Seeking Stillness, and this is a great time to ask yourself, how much time are you spending doing the things that you think you need to be doing compared to what you actually want to do? Take a moment. How much of our life is spent creating someone else's dream instead of our own? Let's go even deeper now. If we relieve the expectations of others, what would that mean for ourselves? How would this take place in our lives, and how would we make decisions? My last video that I recorded for YouTube is titled On the Other Side of Fear, and I posed the question, what if we weren't afraid of being humiliated? Imagine that release if you enabled yourself to be exempt from the opinions of others. Now, I want to be clear on this. It is important to have consultation and to truly trust the people that you know you best. There is a lot of value in having a small council around you, but beyond that, it is incredibly freeing to allow yourself to not worry about what other people think of you. Something that is incredibly present for myself is thinking about the highway of alignment. When I do the things that truly lean towards my strengths and interests, everything becomes easy. Work doesn't feel like work. I get excited about putting my time, energy, and focus into these projects, and everything seems to fall away. I'm much less interested in fighting an uphill battle and instead moving with the waves that are inside of me. A cheat code for creating a life that is truly in alignment with yourself is to learn what your strengths are, what truly interests you, and what is in alignment with what you want to do. Now, let's go back to our priorities. With what I shared of that vision of your 80-year-old self, does that change it at all? Does that have any impact on how you envision your life being played out? Part of understanding our priorities is understanding ourselves. Something I did just yesterday was take a personality test provided for free by Ray Dalio. It's called Principles U, and it hit it exactly on the money of the type of person that I am. It has all of these different archetypes that you can be, and the best match for me was Growth Seeker. Larry, if you are listening, I will never forget when you told me that when I questioned what my purpose was, you said it was to become the best version of myself. Now, that was almost 2 years ago when I was having dinner with my stepdad, and it continues to be true to this day. I share this because I think it's a valuable resource, and I encourage you all to take it if you want to learn more about yourself. A helpful thought is when you pass away, how do you want people to remember you? Do you want to have memories of working so hard? Or do you want to be remembered for how you made people feel? you're giving nature and what you left for this world. A quote by Maya Angelou: I've learned that people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. We all have a different purpose. We all have a different reason for doing the things that we do. And I think that should be fully embraced. That's what makes this life fun. Continue to use reflection as a tool to understand yourself better and get clear on what it is that you are working towards. Understand yourself. Understand what makes you tick. Most importantly, be silly, be passionate, and be fully yourself. This world needs you. I need you, and you are welcome to take up as much space as you'd like. Once again, I would love to thank you for listening to another episode of Seeking Stillness. I truly hope that you gained some clarity and perspective with this short time with me. I am wishing you well wherever you are, and know that you are loved. Thank you so much.